Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Mercedes-Benz is considering allowing a rival to share its East London plant. This after the US imposed 30% tariffs on exports from South Africa, raising questions over the plant's viability. The company spent about €600 million to modernise the factory and has a 2,400-strong workforce, making it reluctant to close the facility. One option under consideration, according to people familiar with the matter, would be to bring in another car maker to share the site. The existing production line could accommodate another brand with relative ease, although the second company would need to set up its own body shop. A Mercedes-Benz spokesman says no decision has been taken regarding the future of the East London plant. Talks could be about to get underway for Africa's largest wireless carrier, MTN, to acquire smaller rival, Telkom SA. That's according to Bloomberg, quoting people familiar with the matter, although neither company would comment on the record. A deal like this would position the combined group to compete with South Africa's market leader, Vodacom. We've been here before. MTN walked away from early negotiations to buy Telkom in 2022. The two parties disagreed on exclusivity and were also worried about overcoming competition concerns. Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana is reported to be backing Johnston Makubu to take over as SARS Commissioner when Edward Kiesewetter leaves later this year or early next. Makubu's been Deputy Commissioner of Taxpayer Engagement since 2023 when he was appointed along with two other deputies. Rescue talks for ArcelorMittal South Africa to sell its local unit to the Industrial Development Corporation have stalled. It's understood that as much as 7 billion rand has been discussed, but ArcelorMittal wants very much more than has been offered. AMSA has already started the process of closing its long steels business in Newcastle and Vereeniging, with some 3,500 jobs in jeopardy directly, as many as 100,000 more at industries downstream. A statement by AMSA to the JSE says that efforts to reach a deal of some sort are ongoing. On the markets, the JSE closed last evening with the all-share index down 1.1%, the top 40 down 1.3%, London's FTSE up 0.4%. New York, another record closing high for the S&P 500, just up 0.8%, the Dow also up 0.8%, the Nasdaq up a full 1%. Tokyo this morning up 0.9%, Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney up 0.4%. US dollar easier at 1.17 to the euro, the rand slightly firmer, 17.73 to the dollar, 20.70 to the euro, 23.86 to sterling. Gold at 3,557, platinum 1389, Bitcoin just under 111,200, Brent crude oil just under $67 per barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.